Morning, everyone. We're going to get this meeting started. If you can all silence your mobile devices, please. All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is May 21st, 10:02 a.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can, for item number two is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. You can all join me in the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On to item number four is public comment. Public comment is welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. For those on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature or the chat feature. For those of you calling in, I believe it's star six to unmute yourself, star nine to raise your hand. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom or on Zoom today? All right. Yes, please just state your name for the record, too.
Yes, my name is Karen Dyson, and I'm the president of the 109 Comstock Ladies. And it's been a while since I've given you an update. I wanted to give you an update. We've had a successful year. I was before the commission last year, and I think told you about the Mercedes that was donated to us. And we were very fortunate to raise, through raffle and straight donation, close to $19,000. On top of that, we also raised $7,000 at our annual barbecue. So with that money, I wanted to let you know that just last week, we gave out $8,500 of scholarships to four recipients in the school district, Story County or Virginia City High School. There's an additional $1,000 I just received the other day for another student from a donor. So that will be total $9,500. And just yesterday, I gave out $8,747 to 11 programs at the school district, as well as community programs that interface with the school district, in particular, the Fire and Cadet Program, Mighty Mites, and Silver Circuits. I'm not sure if you know what Silver Circuits are, but science, technology, engineering, and math. Recently read an article that is an actual national concern, our lack of math with students, and it's an issue for security. I just wanted to tell you about upcoming things. We are having our third annual Cowboy Barbecue, July 6th at the Freight House. There's a poster. You'll see them around. You want tickets, you can use the little code there. We are also having a live auction item at the Second Amendment celebration. And that, again, a really wonderful donor gave us a trip for four, round trip for four, all expenses paid, to a place called Alpine Helen, Georgia. It was a totally redone little community, sort of like story, like Virginia City, that was really failing, not like Virginia City, but a donor spent money to make it into a Bavarian village. They hold a month-long Oktoberfest. It's the biggest Oktoberfest here in the country. They built it up. Anyway, we've got a live auction going on, a trip for four for that. Everything is covered. That's at the Second Amendment. And the other thing, one of the things that I've wanted to do and been very focused on in my reign as the president is creating something that will sustain us. And the barbecue is one. The other thing, we were very fortunate to get a hot dog cart donated to us so that we can raise money regularly. So you will see us at events. We're working with VCTC. And I know there's other event holders, but just here in Story County, and this money, as I went out, this past weekend, spent time, you know, working, you know, selling hot dogs. And I say, help a kid and buy a hot dog, because this money will go to the students. So I just wanted to alert you about all those items. I think I've covered everything, hopefully, in a 3-minute period. If anybody has any questions? With that, I'll let you get back to your meeting.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Is there anybody else that's got public comment today?
For the record, Gary Schmidt. I'm a candidate for Story County Commission District 1. And I welcome a new public comment speaker at the early public comments. By my research and attendance, I think Mr. Gallagher spoke one time. And other than that, I believe I'm the only other person other than this morning to speak at the early public comments. Researching, go back, Lee, who was in the audience here, did speak in December at early public comments. I think it's an indication of the failure of the system when you don't have people, more people up here addressing you, giving you information, complimenting you on things well done, just giving you general information, or giving you constructive criticism of things not well done. That in itself, I think, demonstrates some certain failings. Additionally, in regards to public records requests, another form of information, a state statute required responsibility of the government, in this case the county commission, to provide information to the public in that direction. I requested several weeks ago all the documents on the training of Story County personnel in regards to their responsibilities under the public records law. I have not received anything yet. Now the public records law requires that information that's readily available, you immediately provide. Then there's a provision that those things you have to search for, you can have up to 5 days to prepare a response. And then in your response, you say how long it's going to take you to find that. Since it's been several weeks, I'm assuming that you have no information about when you last trained persons or any training sessions in the county on public records. Either that or for some reason you don't want to provide that information. I believe that and the public records law states that it's a primary responsibility of any government employee to provide public records to the public so that they can monitor and control their government. I would offer to you, Story County is doing not a very good job. One of the things that I found out early on, and this goes back a decade or so, I've had this experience and more in Story County, that your key personnel, including several in this room, not even know that public records requests could be oral. They try and force a requester into filling out a form, and they claim that the form is required. It's not. That's a silent way of discouraging the citizens' right or attempt to get information to monitor and control their government. And I see I'm over my time, and I see in the past I've been cut off right at 3 minutes, and perhaps I haven't today because you very graciously didn't cut off the first speaker at 3 minutes. That's kind of telling also. Thank you very much.
I've always cut you a bit of slack, Gary. You're welcome. Is there any other public comment? All right, not seeing any. We're going to move on to item number 5. This discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for the May 21st, 2024 meeting. Before I check with the commission, County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to today's agenda?
No changes. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the items on today's agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the March 19th, 2024 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about those minutes?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I had just a couple of things that I noted on item 19, paragraph 2. It says proceeded by. I believe that meant preceded by. On item 21, it says 75% personal tax. It says commercial tax. I think it was supposed to be personal property tax. And in the appendix, there's an extra digit in the date. And that's it.
All right.
The first, second, last one.
Which item?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's listed as appendix. And yeah.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes from March 19th?
For the record, Garrett Schmidt. The open meeting law only requires the county clerk to place in the minutes that when a person speaks under public comments, that they spoke under public comments. That's the only requirement under the law. Unless the person requests that their comments be recorded in detail in the minutes. I always request that at some time during the meeting. And sometimes my comments are put in detail, sometimes not complete detail. I interpret that to mean that basically your comments should be transcribed if you make such a request. And I know that I was informed and therefore reasonably believe that the creation of the minutes has been contracted out to Karen Woodmansee, and that she is now doing the minutes. That's, of course, appropriate or legally permissible. However, Karen approached me on the street the other day, and no disrespect for Karen, I've known her a long time, and she's a very valuable and a member of the community and very appreciated member of the community. She came up to me on the street. Actually, I was in the Trumpmobile and she approached the Trumpmobile. And she says, Gary, I'm doing the minutes now. And I'm sorry, but I have a broken finger. So I'm not going to be able to record the minutes in as much detail as you wish. Well, I think that statement speaks for itself. No disrespect for Karen. She may not understand the open meeting law and the requirements of the law, but that a contracted agent or employee having a broken finger does not waive the requirements of the open meeting law in regards to placing the comments in detail in the minutes. So I just make that as a general comment. I'm looking to improve the system. I'm not going to go back and file any open meeting law complaints because I made a salient point that wasn't included in the minutes. But I pointed out for everybody's consideration, because I do believe that the county is very lax in training their personnel in both the open meeting law and the public records law. And I speak from experience because I've lectured for decades on these two subjects, including multiple times here in Story County. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment regarding the minutes from March 19th? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, chair to entertain a motion.
I move to approve the minutes from our March 19th, 2024 meeting with the noted changes.
Second the motion.
Noted corrections.
All right. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments regarding today's consent agenda?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the consent agenda and the items that are on that? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
And I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 8, this discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we're going to start things off with the Sheriff's Office.
Morning, Commissioner Sheriff Cullen, for the record. Just one comment. Unfortunately, on Sunday, we had a fatal OHV rollover down to the bottom of 6 Mile. Deputies responded to take care of the investigation. I specifically wanted to just comment this morning and thank the residents that stopped to assist us prior to our arrival. There was several local citizens that went to task and assisted the victim of the incident, and I just wanted to publicly thank them. And that's all I have, unless you have some questions for me.
Thank you, Sheriff. Sorry to hear about that. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for the Sheriff?
I have no questions. Thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman?
I don't either. Thank you.
Appreciate the update. All right, do we have an update from the, there he is, Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is Jeremy Longcar for the record. I'll make this fairly quick, and sorry I wasn't able to attend in person. I got multiple meetings today. However, I wanted to bring up our car seat event that we did in conjunction with the Sheriff's Office on the 11th. Went well as we continue to build this program. Hopefully we get a lot more attendance and we get a lot more kids in safe seats out there. We also had a Living with Fire event on the Highlands. Went really well. Thank you to all the residents that showed up that care about the fire safety in their communities, and hopefully we can do more of these events. The last thing I want to bring up is just based off the hard work of our Wildland Division here, we were just notified we received 3 grants that we applied for a total of $658,350. Of those 2 grants, one's for some work off of Calaveras, one off of Prospect, and the other to update and modernize our Wildland Fire Protection Plan, which is kind of what gives us the segue to get these grants. We have to have a plan together. Ours is expiring this year, so the timing is perfect. That grant alone was for almost $190,000. That's going to require a lot of meetings with stakeholders within our communities, working with you as a commission, and also some third-party people to come in to draft this document for us. That's all the updates I have, and I'll answer any questions that you may have for me.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
No questions, Chief. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the Public Works Department.
Morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Jason Wurzbacher for the record. Just want to give you guys a quick update. Lastown Road Rehab Project officially kicked off yesterday, starting all the drainage improvements on the north end down towards Cartwright and working this direction. That'll transpire for about 2 to 3 weeks. After that, we'll run into the grinding and lime and cement treatment, and that's when the one-way traffic will begin. That's all I have. I have a later agenda item.
Appreciate it, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Appreciate the update, Jason. How about Operations and Projects Coordinator, Mike Northen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just a couple items for the board. Lockwood Senior Center, we are currently in the bid period. Thursday, May 23, we're going to have a pre-bid conference on site. Fairgrounds, we're getting our 90% plans on Friday for the fairgrounds utilities improvements. We're going to be looking for fire and USDA approvals just following that. Senior center fence, I got some quotes going on that for the senior center here in Virginia City. Mark Twain Community Center, community development entry vestibule, and the TRI restrooms are all in architectural design as of right now. Divide site, divide building, paving is moving along here. We've got all those quotes in, and that is proceeding well. Design is underway of the electric Milan signal at USA Parkway, and we're going to be doing a traffic study of the fairgrounds area coming up here shortly, and I just want to let everybody know you'll see the traffic counters out there. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Mike?
I do not, Mike. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update, Mike.
Thank you.
Is anybody covering for Laura? No. All right. And how about our administrative officer, Honey Coughlin?
Hello, Honey Coughlin for the record. I just wanted to update you briefly what I've been working on. I continue to work with the different department heads and their staff regarding the CIP. We've moved into fine-tuning FY26, and once that is done, then the subsequent years, they'll be easier to undertake. FY26 has a large amount of projects in it. So everyone is working really hard to get that into a workable actual structure. Another thing I'm doing is working with the department heads to update the different admin policies for the county. And so that is going well. We're just kind of taking little bites out of each of them at a time. And then as the Story County representative on the WNDD board, I have been tasked to also help them rewrite all of their policies as well for the WNDD Foundation. So that is my report.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Honey?
I do not. Thank you, Honey.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Thanks for that update. How about the Planning Department?
Good morning. I don't have anything for today. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. About emergency management?
Good morning, Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management for the record. A couple of quick updates. I'm working on our continuity of government plans. Like many of our plans, some of them are thousands of pages long, so they sit on shelves and get dusty. And I'm trying to trim those down so the departments can actually use them if we need them, and the county government can as well. I hope to have that out to the department heads by July for their reviews for their individual departments. Our hazard mitigation plan begins going through its phase in June with the department heads. And the biggest aspect of that is in July, a public survey will go out. And as much of our residents that reply to that, the better. That gives us a much better plan when we get their feedback. So again, that'll be coming in July, and it'll be an online survey we'll send out. And finally, last week, I was in Elko for the Rural Preparedness Summit. And the biggest thing that really came out of that was the access and functional needs coordinator for the state came up to me and said she uses Stacy at the senior center and myself and how we work together as an example across the state. And just huge props to Stacy on how she's this shining example for senior services and functional needs. So I just wanted to give kudos to Stacy for all the work she does there. And then piggybacking off of the fire chief, we are entering wildfire season, so just a good time to remind folks to practice fire safety. At the national level, they've upped the preparedness level due to the number of incidents they're already seeing. So good time to remember to be careful out there. With that, we'll take questions.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Adam?
No questions. Thank you, Adam.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update. How about the BCTC?
Good morning, Tom Tuttle, Director of Tourism for the record. Just a follow through with Mark Twain Days, which occurred May 10th, 11th, and 12th, the second annual. We found great success here in Virginia City as we had a number come up on the Mark Twain train on Friday and then followed through on Saturday and Sunday with attendance at various events. A special thanks to St. Mary's Arts Center, Territorial Enterprise, Mark Twain Saloon, Fourth Ward School, and others that helped participate, providing special displays and events associated with Mark Twain. We had rousing success, a number of mentions on media also following it. Chili on the Comstock also went extremely well. Perfect weather for it on May 18th and 19th. Attendance was up nearly 12% compared to the best time we've had before on it. So wonderful turnout for Comstock. It was supported by a number of television interviews and stories that were broadcast along with some radio that went along with it. The coming up on the Memorial Day weekend, of course, on Saturday, the 25th, our Celebration of Heroes Parade. It will be at 12 o'clock noon. We'll be assembling at the Fourth Ward School and then working our way down C Street. C Street will be closed from 11:30 until 1 o'clock or until the parade finishes. We do expect a number of entries that will be with it, along with around 100 Model A's that will be coming up on a little tour out of Carson City. So nice parade, nice presentation that will go with it. After that will be the Black Irish Band. They'll be performing here at Piper's Opera House in the evening. Great opportunity to hear great music for that weekend. Following weekend on June 1st will be the Reno Tahoe Odyssey. The foot race will travel from Reno to Lake Tahoe down to Carson City, up here to Virginia City, and then back down to Reno. They will be here on Saturday morning around 6 in the morning to about 10 o'clock. There's also a number of legs that begin from here, so a lot of participants like to start and run downhill rather than uphill. So be aware of, as you come up on 342, that there will be the foot race going on along with the support vehicles that support that group, so it'll be slow moving. On your way into Reno, again, watch out for Geiger Grade. There'll be a number of runners that'll be on the road at that time. The other one is on June 1st, also the FAST event. That's Ford Model A Speed Technology. A group will be on D Street. We'll be closing D Street from Mill to Taylor in order to have this race. The road closure will begin at 8 o'clock and should be done by 4 o'clock. The actual race will be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And they'll start at Mill Street. They'll race to Sutton. Then they'll have a slowdown distance to Union, and then from Union to Taylor, they should be able to make the turn to come back and race again. It will be one car racing against the clock at all times. We don't anticipate speeds more than 35 to 40 miles an hour. The technology behind it is they must use the hardware that was available at that time period of pre-1936. So there won't be any souped up heavy, fast cars. But it should be a great view to be able to see from C Street. We're excited for them to come in. With that, open to any questions.
Thank you, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
Todd, no questions. Thank you very much for the report.
All right. How about Vice Chairman?
No, thank you. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Appreciate the update, Todd.
Thank you.
How about the Comptroller's Office?
Nothing at this time. I have a few items later. Thank you.
Thank you. How about the Assessor's Office? How about the Recorder's Office? Thank you, Drew. How about our IT department?
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. A couple of quick updates. I got Public Works working in the park, laying conduit between three buildings, the pool, the community chest, and the senior center there to create a redundant fiber link. Thank you to Jeff Holman and Jason for the work on that, getting started so quickly. Really appreciate that. Also, the 5 mile reservoir camera project is started this week, will be completed this week. So we'll have some security cameras on our drinking water supply. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for James?
I have no questions. I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lance.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update, James. How about human resources?
Good morning, commissioners. Just wanted to let everybody know that we have the comptroller's office, HR, and members from community development that are at the Tyler Conference in Indiana. So bear with us with our communication efforts. But other than that, nothing to report.
All right. Thank you, Brandy. Community development. I think, Austin, you're going to handle that.
I'll go ahead and do it. No, you mind.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Sure. How about the senior center? Okay. I don't think I see the judge with us. Okay. How about the DA's office?
No updates today.
Thank you, Brian. All right. County manager's office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I'll speak on first for P. Renault and community development. His folks are out at the industrial park or at conferences or otherwise committed. Just want to let you know that over 2,000 applications or business license renewals went out. And one of the interesting questions they're getting on a regular basis is how come the fee is only $25? So that is being explained. So that's all he has. On my side, I'll let you know that I attended the Nevada County Managers Association conference in Tonopah. I was pleasantly surprised to see how much Tonopah has grown and cleaned. It's very nice, actually. But we had a chance, all of our county managers and others in the state, really to talk about housing and regional issues and transportation. All of our counties are facing these in one way or another. And also talked about how we're going to work together on the next legislative session on bills that are expected to come affecting different areas of the state in different ways. That was a very positive group. Washoe County was well attended. Clark was attended and other counties as well. It was a great opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gumman, any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update. How about the clerk's office?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle, clerk and treasurer for Story County. Just want to remind everybody and provide an update that early voting starts this Saturday, the 25th. We will have early voting here in the Slammer and out at the Lockwood Fire Station number 74 from 10 until 2. And then next week, starting Tuesday, since Monday is a holiday, starting Tuesday through Friday, we will have early voting in the Slammer from 8 until 6 p.m. And then the following Saturday, June 1st, will be early voting again in the Slammer and out in Lockwood, again, 10 until 2. And then the last week of early voting will be the following week, the first week of June, again, in the Slammer from 8 until 6. Election Day, Tuesday, June 11th, we will, of course, have our polling centers across the county, the Slammer, Lockwood Fire Station 74, Highlands Fire Station 72, and the Mark Twain Community Center. Voting is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we are all geared up and ready to go for that. Just want to confirm that ballots, mail ballots, were dropped in the mail yesterday. And so those will be arriving at in people's mailboxes starting today. Any questions?
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gumman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you, Jim.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Jim, what's the last day of early voting? Is it for the Friday or the
Saturday? Last day of early voting is Friday. I believe that's the 7th.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And just to provide a little more information, there is a ballot drop box. So if you don't want to put your ballot in the mail, of course, you can always come return them to the clerk's office here, and you can also return them to the ballot drop box at the early voting center and on election day at the polling centers.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for the update, Jim. All right. Is there anybody else that I missed that needs to give a staff report today? Wonderful. Not seeing any. Appreciate everybody's updates. We're going to get back on to item number 9, which is board comments. Start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have anything for us today, sir?
Nothing today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I just wanted to dovetail. Thank you very much for the update on the activities of the 109 ladies. There was a great scholarship night that was part of awarding many of those awards and those from others in the community, civic organizations, unions, professional organizations, and individuals. The support that is given to the youth coming out of our community is really inspiring. So I was pleased to see that and how it came together. And lots of activities, good things happening in the community. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, indeed. All right, I don't have anything for us today, so we're going to move on to item number 10, which is a recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Bringing us to item number 11, which is discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the 24-25 Story County Water and Sewer Final Budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon. Good morning to you guys. Good afternoon from Indiana. This is I'm Jennifer McCain for the record. This is more a formality for mainly the water and sewer budgets, but I need to let you know that the water fund is included in the Story County budget. So all you see here are the two main pages, but what you have before you is a compilation of everything that we've talked about over the last three meetings for sure, but also includes all the tentative information we gave you in that main meeting at the beginning of April. With this budget, the water cash balance is projected to be ending at $1 million. Total revenues for the water fund are approximately $790,000. Expenses are $885,000 approximately, which means we will be dipping into the cash balance. The cash balance is projected to be approximately $250,000 less than 2024's projection. The sewer fund ending cash balance is projected to be $1.2 million. Revenues total $523,000 and expenses are totaling approximately $455,000. Both of these funds do have the transfer in from the infrastructure to help them pay the bonds. So with that, I have nothing else except to kindly ask you to please sign the budgets that Clerk Treasurer Jim Hendel has with him and ask permission of Commissioner Lance Gilman if we can use his signature stamp and I can get these sent off to taxation.
All right. Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, use of the signature stamp approved. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the 2024-2025 Story County Sewer Final Budget and direct the Story County Comptroller to submit the final budget to the Department of Taxation.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 12, to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 13, which is discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the 24-25 Story County Fire Protection District final budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Comptroller McCain.
Hello, Jennifer McCain for the record again. Again, this is a compilation of everything we have talked about over the past several meetings. The fire district budget has had no changes from our last meeting on May 7th. The revenues for the fire general fund are projected to be $14 million, of which 52% is from property tax, followed by the intergovernmental funding at 18%. The fire general fund expenses are projected to be approximately $13.7 million, which is 55% wages, 29% benefits, and 15% service and supplies. The revenues of all the other funds and are covering or exceeding their expenses. In the capital projects fund, we project to have an ending fund balance of approximately $380,000. This includes all of the equipment that we have budgeted for and purchased the past several years and moving into the next fiscal year. We don't anticipate spending all of that money next year because, as we've told you over again, that those orders are slow to come for the fire equipment. The fire district is seeking $1.5 million in grants, which you heard previously that some of those grants are starting to be approved, and that is in the grant fund. So the revenue is approximately 1.5. The expenses are approximately 1.5. Again, I ask you to kindly please sign the official taxation reports that are before you and permission from Commissioner Gilman to use his signature stamp so we can get this all sent off if you approve the budget presented.
All right. Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions and approval to use the stamp. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have just two questions. I don't know if they're better addressed to Comptroller McCain or Chief Longcar. I imagine the first one is probably for the Comptroller. I'm just curious if we know or have an idea of why the SCCRT is projected to be down a bit over last year's budget.
Sorry, I couldn't get unmuted. From talking with taxation, their calculations uses the first 6 months of the current year we're in and the last year. And they're projecting things to be a little bit different for fire, and it's not following through. But as I've explained before, these are their numbers, and I feel it's just more conservative to roll with how they're saying things are going to go.
Very good. Thank you. And then my other question, and maybe this is more appropriately addressed to the chief, I noticed a significant increase in services and supplies between the tentative and the final, and was just hoping we could get kind of a rough idea of what accounts for that.
Yes, Chief Longcar here for the record. I'm just pulling up right now. So we had minimal actually changes between the tentative, and some of those were in our, give me just 2 seconds, just pulling up our computer software, where we did add some website email items under there. And I'm just pulling up our services right now. And are you referring to the professional services, Commissioner?
You know, the thing that caught my attention was actually just on the summary, and I hadn't dug down into it, but it went from 1.6 to 6.1, and so that was enough of a difference to catch my attention.
You know, if you give me a minute, I'm going to pull that up and I can give you some exact information.
Thank you, Kylie.
I don't know if we want to move on to another item and come to this, come back to it.
Yeah. And one thing I will say, under the professional services, we did have an increase there this year. Some of that increase was based off the third-party plan review assistance. We didn't have that in the budget prior. So that was a whole new line item that did increase that quite a bit. But as far as the professional services line itself, that's where the bulk of that increase came from.
Very good. Thank you.
Is that sufficient, or do you want to have them come back with?
You know, it's a big enough dollar amount that I'm hoping that maybe we can get just a little bit more color on.
Okay, Comptroller McCain, I assume you need more than just a minute, right? Jennifer?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to log into the system and I can have an answer for you as soon as it pulls up. I don't know if we want to take a 5-minute break or 2-minute break.
Yeah, let's just take a quick 5-minute recess.
And Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar again here. If you can refer to the specific fund line item, that'd be great, just so I can reference that, make sure we're talking the same.
Sure. So I'm actually looking on what I believe are the official forms under Schedule B, which is for the general fund, and under the expenses or and activity under 474, and it just lays out salaries and wages, employee benefits, services and supplies, and capital outlay. So it's a summary. It's not broken down any further in the information that is provided here, but it's a services and supplies line. There's a significant difference between tentative and final.
All right, thank you.
The total difference between the two is somewhere in the range of about $4.5 million.
Okay, and I'm probably going to have to defer this to Comptroller McCain. Those documents that are prepared for state taxations are a summary of kind of what we present.
Absolutely, which I understand. My apologies. Should we take that break?
Yep. Recess for about 5 minutes.